Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's message is the epistle reading from Ephesians, the fifth chapter. May I have a show of hands? Who would like to talk about stewardship today? There's literally one hand. Well, our epistle reading is a great text on Christian stewardship, as is the Old Testament reading. Christian stewardship is simply this: doing God's will with the gifts He has given you. And what is God's will? That you use your time, talents, and treasures to care for Christ's church and further His kingdom on earth, so that others may hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and be redeemed from these evil times. In a discussion about stewardship, we must first ask, why is it called stewardship? I'm sure many of you know the answer, but not everyone knows that we own nothing in this world. Everything we have comes from God, whether it's the time you're given on this earth, your talents or abilities, or your treasures that you enjoy. Everything that we have is a gift from God. Life itself and every breath you take are gifts from God. Therefore, we are not owners, we are managers. Managers of all that God gives to us. Now, when I made that statement a number of years ago, a member of my congregation got quite upset with me. In a rather tense tone, he said, "What I have is mine, it's not God's. I work for it. I earned it." Well, I responded to him with a question. I asked him, "What did you bring into the world? And when you die, what are you going to take out of the world?" The answer, of course, is nothing. We bring nothing into this world. And when we die, we take nothing out of this world except perhaps the clothes we're buried in. But that doesn't stop people from trying. There's a rich guy who was buried in his Cadillac. And then there's the guy who told his wife, "When I die, I want to be buried with all my money." And so when he died, she wrote a check for everything he had and put it in the casket with him. But what good is all of your money and your possessions when you're dead? Death is proof that we're not owners. We are stewards. We are stewards of all that we have. We are stewards even of our lives. It all belongs to God. He is the owner. Christians recognize this truth, and that's why we give thanks. Martin Luther writes in his explanation to the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, "God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, but we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving." Then Luther goes on to explain what daily bread is. Everything that we need to support this body and life, it all comes from God. Our gospel reading illustrates the truth of stewardship, the parable of the tenants. The vineyard belongs to the master, who leases it out to tenants. They're not the owners. They're the stewards. But in sin, they forget that the master is the owner and they are the tenants. And they think that they own the vineyard and that the master actually owes them something, not the other way around. When the master sends his servants to collect the fruit that is owed him from the harvest, the tenants beat and kill those servants. They even kill the master's son, thinking that if they kill the son, they will receive the a vineyard as an inheritance. Now Jesus tells this parable to the leaders of the Jewish people. They had all but kicked God out of his house and had made it their own. So Jesus tells them, "Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits." Producing that which God desires. God is generous, and he desires that his people be generous with the multitude of gifts that he gives them. But to be stingy with our time, talents, and treasures, to think that we own them, is the opposite of who and what God is. God is generous. He is generous in all that he gives. God generously gives to the point that he gives to sinners, to us, his only begotten Son into death on the cross. God is gracious to people who do not deserve his grace. So stewardship is our response to God's grace and mercy. Jesus is the icon of stewardship. His own body and life, Jesus gave as a sacrificial gift to God on our behalf. Certainly, we're not Jesus. We cannot bear his cross. But our proper response to God's grace and mercy is to be generous with the treasures, the time, the talents that God has given us, and to produce those fruits, those works that God expects, to use our material blessings to serve God and to live our daily lives walking according to his will. Now, God has given us his creation to provide for us so that through his blessings we can be a blessing to our families, to our church, and to our community. But above all, it is God's will that we use what he has given us to be a blessing to others who don't know Jesus, that through us God can fulfill his will to save souls. Turning to our epistle reading, the Apostle Paul writes, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." This is very similar to what Paul says in Colossians. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Time here doesn't refer to hours, minutes, or days. It refers to opportunities. And walk in Holy Scripture always refers to a lifestyle. So Paul is saying here, make your lifestyle the kind of wise person who takes good advantage of every opportunity that God gives you to live wisely and fulfill the will of the Lord. Paul is speaking nothing else then of stewardship. Paul writes, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." A foolish steward uses his time, treasures, and talents to entertain himself and to further his own goals. He is selfish with God's blessings, and he cares little for God's kingdom. I know a woman who once told me that the only reason she worked was so she could party on the weekend. And I work with construction workers who would blow their entire paycheck every Friday night at the bar. That's not using God's gifts wisely. You can't support the gospel, and you can't further the kingdom of God by wasting your blessings. But the wise steward searches God's word and seeks to understand God's will, and thus uses his time, treasures, and talents to honor God, who has given him all these good things, and do God's will. When it comes to use of time, good stewards use their time wisely, recognizing that a portion of the time that God has given you on this earth is to use it in worship towards him. God created you to worship him. Jesus said that God is seeking those who would worship him in spirit and in truth. But when people say, "I'm too busy for church," they're failing to make the best use of the time, because the days are evil. It is God's will that you take advantage of every opportunity that he gives you to care for your own soul. And the divine service is where God cares for you by giving you what the world cannot give you: his word and his sacrament, the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, true peace and hope in these evil days. You should know that it is the devil's will that you use your time for things other than worship and prayer. But it is God's will that you seek God where he is found, in spirit and in truth. And where God is found is in word and worship. And it's encouraging to your fellow believers when they see that you are using your time to go to church. It's a wonderful example. It's a great encouragement. And it's the greatest gift you can give your pastor. To go to church in these evil days. To be faithful in your worship attendance. And when it comes to talents, good stewards use their abilities wisely, recognizing that God has given each of us abilities, skills, vocations, gifts, to serve him and to serve our neighbor. Now, an army runs on its stomach. Is that right, Dennis? Yeah. And a church runs on its volunteers. Without food, there isn't much fight in a soldier. And without volunteers, a church service to her members and to her community suffers greatly. Not only does the church need your time, the church needs your talents. Imagine a church without volunteers. Who would care for the building? Manage the finances, teach Sunday school, care for the altar, organize fellowship, and the list goes on and on. Can you imagine a church where only the pastor cares for the sick and the shut-in? Is that a church that lives in God's love? Paul makes it quite clear. The most important neighbor next to your family is the fellowship of believers. It is your church. And your church needs your talents and abilities. And when it comes to managing your treasures, your money, that, perhaps, takes the greatest wisdom of all. We all have a hard time giving God our money. Martin Luther wrote that there are three conversions necessary for the Christian. The conversion of the heart, the conversion of the mind, and the conversion of the purse. And which of these you think is the hardest to convert? The purse. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "With some Christians, the last part of their nature that ever gets sanctified is their pockets." We are so greatly and richly blessed in this world. We have way more than we need. But sin makes us unwise in the ways of God. And the devil tempts us daily to be unsatisfied with what God has given us. The devil loves discontent, because in discontent we never have enough. We always want more and more and more. And people see a lot in money. They see power, comfort, security, and the ability to accumulate possessions. And they think in these things they have happiness, and yet they never seem to have enough, which is why money becomes so quickly an idol for us. But the wise steward repents of this attitude. The wise steward recognizes that as our Creator and Redeemer, God not only gives us our abilities and our time, but he also gives us employment so that we can support our families, serve our neighbor and our church. And also, the wise steward understands that the loving Creator who gave us these things doesn't stop. He continues to provide for all that we need. He gives us the treasures that we use to live on. He gives us the treasures that we use to help others. We do this knowing that God blesses us every day. How much does God love you? How much does God care for you? Paul writes, "He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, will he not also graciously give us all things?" The wise Christian steward knows that the blessings of God flow richly and daily. And one of those blessings that God has given His baptized believers is His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes you wise unto salvation, and the Holy Spirit gives you the mind of Christ. The natural, unregenerated person will always be foolish with his time, treasures, and talents, seeking to love himself above all things, because he doesn't recognize from whom his blessings flow. But the regenerated person, the new person in Christ, knows the Lord, knows his love, and knows the generous and gracious heart of God towards sinners, and thus desires to do the will of God, to do what is good, right, and salutary, to shine the light of Christ in these dark and evil times, and to do that through our good stewardship. Recently, a photo made the rounds of Facebook. The photo was of a church in Philippines filled with worshipers. Now, that's not too unusual for a Sunday, except that the church was flooded with nearly a foot of water. There the people were, with water up to their knees, hearing the word of God. Those Filipino Christians didn't let a little flood water keep them from church. That's making the best use of time, of your opportunities to hear the word of God and serve your neighbor, because the days are evil and we all need the goodness of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise.